And so some men that are smarter than me put together about seven spiritual pathways, he called them. John Ortberg, can't remember, Gary Thomas, and goodness, can't remember the third guy that I've read that all have are proponents of this. But anyways, we have seven spiritual pathways, and perhaps if you use these spiritual pathways when you read the Word of God, if you find your strength, then perhaps you can connect with God on a deeper level. Some of us connect better through relationships. If that's the case, you're going to do well to start a home Bible study with your family, or to join and to make sure to be part of a refuge group or a small group. Others of us are contemplative. That's me. We just like to be alone. We want to go find a quiet place and just mull over one verse or more, but we just need to think it through. That's contemplation. Creation. Some of us do better if we go out and go out in nature and just go on a walk. Others of us do better with study. We can't read the Word of God without having a commentary or something next to us to read about background, a dictionary, whatever it is. Worship. Some of us connect with God through song and through coming together like here on Sunday morning to hear the Word. Some of us through service, serving others, showing compassion to them. And some of us through, through activism. And this just means that you, in your life, you often see a cause, you see a need, and you pursue meeting that need no matter what the cost. You break down walls. You do whatever it takes to accomplish that task. Regardless of where you fit in, and you probably have multiple of these that you can relate with, we need to learn to connect with the Word of God using these pathways. So if you are a relational person, start that Bible study with your family. If you are a contemplative person, put time in your schedule to go out alone and mull over a small portion of Scripture. Some people will say that you've got to read like tons and tons of stuff in order to get something out of the Word of God. You really don't. Take 5 to 10 verses at a time. Take a chapter at a time. Take smaller portions and mull over it. Meditate on it. Creation. If you like to be out in creation, take your Bible with you. It's just something simple you can do. Read the Psalms. Pray the Psalms. The Psalms will help you to see things in nature that you may not have seen before. If you are a studious person, then make sure that you have extra resources with you while you're reading the Bible. It's really that simple. Make time for it. If you're a worshipful person, maybe you do need to have music playing. Maybe you're creative and you can write a song. Whatever it takes, take the Word of God to heart. Develop that daily habit. Service. This one's a little bit harder, but really you can, if you think about ingesting the Word of God as a way of serving others, you may be able to look for some encouraging word in the Bible as you read that you can take to heart and then share with people throughout the day. That is a way of serving them. And you can also pray for them with that verse. If you have a psalm memorized or a verse memorized, you can pray that verse over someone in your head or even out loud. And activism, maybe you just get in your car, you turn on your phone, your audio Bible, you listen to a chapter, and you grab onto something in there that you know God is speaking to you. And then you hold on to it, you meditate upon it in your car, and when you get there, you use that verse as a springboard for the rest of your day to carry out that cause, to meet that need, whatever it might be. Whatever your personality is, I encourage you to experiment. My suggestions are not only the beginning of discovering God speaking to us in His Word. Kids, I didn't forget about you. There's something simple that you can do to help yourself out and your parents. When you get home today, tonight, whenever, you can ask your parents to read you a Bible story Ask him to read to you from the book of Luke. It's really that simple. It'd be fun, believe it or not. The book of Luke has some really good stories in it. Regardless, what we must not lose sight of when we are reading the Word of God is this is not about reading the Word of God. As much as I've been talking about that, it's about finding rest in the Word of God. And yes, even beyond that, it's finding the person who gives us rest in the Word of God. A guy named Charles Spurgeon, who was a preacher in England, he said that when he read the Bible, he made sure that in every text to search over every hedge, under every briar, to look for Jesus. Because believe it or not, everything in this book points to Jesus. No matter how obscure, what you are looking for when you find rest in the Word of God is Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is the bottom line. Find rest in the Word of God. Other passages in the Bible, that's not working. Oh well. Anyways, other passages in the Bible tell us that Jesus is the Word of God. In John chapter 1, it says, "The Word became flesh, and it dwelled among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came full of grace and truth." In some ways, Jesus is our surgeon, but in other ways, he's also the Word of God himself in the flesh. This morning, we are about to take of communion. And think about it this way. When you take of the juice, which is his blood and the body, the bread, you are eating of Jesus in some way, shape, or form. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know that it's from the book of John. Jesus sustains us. He gives us life. And so in a very real way, we come to the table today to participate in Jesus' death, in his resurrection, and in the new life that he gives. We come to the table today, to these on either side here, to take to heart Jesus. And this doesn't stop here. It goes out into our daily lives. Just as Jesus became flesh for us, Jesus puts flesh to our desires to love him. He loved us, therefore we love others. That is why we take of communion, so that we might be carried by Jesus himself throughout our week to love others. Let us pray. If you have submitted to Jesus as Lord and as King, then I encourage you to come forward and to take of the bread and the juice. Lord Jesus, we love you. We know that you give rest. In your words, you give rest by your death and by your resurrection, and you want to give rest to the entire world. Not the kind of rest, Lord, that is selfish, that is unholy, but the kind of rest that is whole and pure, the kind of rest of being content, of being thankful, of seeing friends and family on Christmas Day and being thankful for all that they have done through you. Finding rest in serving others and serving our neighbors and befriending them and showing them love. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us to make our goal finding rest in you, in knowing you and carrying out your word. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. I'll be up here if you'd like to pray.